Leviticus 22:22, blind, broken, maimed. I want to release the healing power of heaven over you today. In the book of Leviticus chapter 22, we see the continuation of the regulations for conduct of the priests, and we also see offerings that are accepted and not accepted. I love the Bible. I love the Old Testament, and I love the New Testament. But I am so thankful that we are no longer bound under the Old Testament laws. Why? Because Jesus became the sacrificial, pure, and perfect Lamb, dying on the cross for us, so that we ourselves may be pure and perfect. In fact, in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, the entire law is fulfilled in one phrase, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Therefore, we can rejoice that we no longer have to follow every tittle of the Old Testament law. Now, what I would like to do, though, is to take some scriptures here in Leviticus chapter 22 and turn them into a healing session. God wants to heal you. He wants to heal me of any and all infirmity or disease that is inflicting us. Another point to make and for you to understand is that I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. I'm the one who speaks and releases the word, but God's the one that does the healing. I don't get the glory when people get healed, nor do I have the burden if people don't get healed. All I am is the messenger. So let's look at verses 22 through 24 together in Leviticus 22. As I read each of these ailments, we're going to go after them in the name of Jesus. Verse 22, those that are blind. If you are blind, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your sight. Or broken. If you have any broken bones in your body, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command a perfect alignment of those bones, a total healing, right now in the name of Jesus. Or maimed. If you are missing any body parts at all, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord has made you whole. Or have an ulcer. If you have an ulcer, in the name of Jesus Christ heals you. Or eczema or scabs, in the name of Jesus Christ, be cleansed. You shall not offer to the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar to the Lord, either a bull or a lamb that has any limb too long or too short. You may offer as a freewill offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. If you have a limb that is too long or too short, then in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to that limb and command it to be normal right now in the name of Jesus. Verse 24, you shall not offer to the Lord what is bruised or crushed. If you have any bruises or crushed body parts, in the name of Jesus Christ heals you. Or torn or cut. If you have any tears or cuts in your flesh, we speak right now in the name of Jesus Christ that the finger of God would touch that spot on your body right now and seal it up. Scars are commanded to go and be healed in the name of Jesus. All of these healings are simple matters for the Lord. Let's look at a list of miracles that Jesus already performed. If you flip to Matthew chapter 15 and look at verses 30 through 31, the Bible says, then great multitudes came to him, that's Jesus, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. The Bible tells us that Jesus did all of these miracles. Well, there's more. The Bible also tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Dear Lord, we pray a special blessing over your people. Lord, we thank you so much for the healings that have taken place. We thank you that it's your desire and your good nature to heal us. We praise and glorify you, and we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.